Erie Community College's hockey team was playing in the NJCAA championship game, trailing by 3 goals with less than a minute remaining in the third period. As seen on video, ECC's Brandon Day leaves the penalty box and knocks a referee to the ice. The official reportedly escaped serious injury, but Day faces charges including second-degree harassment, disorderly conduct, and fourth-degree criminal mischief in Broome County, where the game took place. College president Jack Quinn says the player, a freshman, has also been academically suspended.
This student deserves his opportunity to talk to us and others about this, too. And, we're a college. We're a community college. We're here to give all of our students a second and a third chance no matter what happens. And we're going to take the time this week to make sure we take a firm and a fair look at all the details.
Quinn adds that Day has expressed significant remorse and was planning to reach out to other parties involved, including the referee. County Executive Mark Polenkars, a lifelong hockey player and himself a youth coach, stated that student-athletes at ECC represent not only the college, but Erie County, and for that reason, he apologized to the referee attacked.
When we're talking about a game, it is a game, and something like that could lead to significant injury and harm to an individual who's an on-ice referee, who's there to basically ensure that people are safe during the game and is played fairly.
Meanwhile, former NHL player Andrew Peters, a coach for the Buffalo Junior Sabres under-15 squad, is seen on a video apparently striking an opposing player during a fight in front of Buffalo's bench during a game at Harbor Center over the weekend. The Junior Sabres have suspended him indefinitely. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.